Welcome to the Positive Communication Show with your host, Matthew Cooper, where crisis meets communication. Join Matthew on the journey of skills, techniques, and wisdom on empowering your communication and enriching your relationships. Matthew has been a student and practitioner of self-help skills and crisis communications for over 20 years. He owns Positive Control Systems, a crisis communication and intervention business, and teaches these skills to parents, teenagers, and professionals. Here is your host, Matthew Cooper.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you're new to the show, great, happy to have you. We're going to be talking about a variety of different communication ideas, thoughts, and hopefully tips and tricks that might assist you in being able to get some better results in your life with the communication of your loved ones. Funny as we mentioned that, you can also turn it completely the opposite if you're doing it wrong. So making sure that you are communicating properly can make a huge difference in the relationships. My business, Positive Control Systems, is a crisis intervention and communication system working with troubled youth homes. I have a training coming up on this coming, April 5th and 6th. So being able to teach the instructors, who I'll train them, certify them, they'll go back to their facilities and then pass on this information to their staff members. Don't teach the kids directly. We're teaching the staff how to better interact and connect and communicate. I also have a program called Informed Crisis Care. Informed Crisis Care, you might say, is a softer, a little more gentle idea and the techniques and the way that I work with the staff, and then they can work with the youth in this way. Mostly focusing on the populations. The Positive Control Systems is using pain compliance. You say, oh, that's horrible. Why would you ever use pain compliance? Well, let me tell you something. Since all behavior, everything we do is communication, when you have a 6'3" young Polynesian man who weighs about 260 pounds and he's a teenager and you need to control him and keep him from hurting somebody else, whether that's a staff member or another youth, or even if he's hurting himself, how are you supposed to do that? By saying, oh, we're not supposed to touch, we can't do anything bad, we can't cause any pain, okay? Well, to me, since all behavior is communication, you are behaving weak. You are actually having the mindset of allowing that person to hurt themselves rather than being willing to risk yourself to save them. You need to be the change, as Mahatma Gandhi says, the change you want to see in the world. And this Positive Control Systems program allows people to be that change, to be able to have the courage to step up and physically control somebody, restrain somebody who's attempting to hurt themselves or somebody else. They get to save people all the time. Now, hopefully with this, saving people with their physical skills is not going to happen. Honestly, if they're doing everything right, most of the time, they'll never have to put a hand on that individual, because that individual is not acting out. They are using their verbal skills, they are communicating, they're connecting, and they're making a difference in a very, very positive way with that individual. Male or female, doesn't matter. Younger youth, older, doesn't matter as well. The Informed Crisis Care program is more geared not towards the larger and more aggressive males or even larger and aggressive females. It's geared towards those who are smaller in stature, those that you're not going to have to use any pain compliance. So there's no pain compliance included at all in the Informed Crisis program, The Informed Crisis Care also takes a softer, more gentle approach with the verbal communications, even more so than the verbal communication we're using on the Positive Control Systems, which is also a very gentle program when it comes to the verbal skills. Having a non-judgmental attitude, being willing to accept, not to tolerate, but to accept another person for who and how they are. It's huge. It's really, really big to learn to accept them. And then following through on learning how to best connect with that person. These are all the skills which I teach in my Positive Control Systems and my Informed Crisis Care programs. I just go deeper into it with my Informed Crisis Care, which is supposed to now be a softer, a more gentle idea and hopefully being able to convey that with the program. It doesn't always work because sometimes you may have a population, which I was just called by one of my clients today. We've been conversing back and forth for the past about 2 weeks, and he's been using the Informed Crisis Care with their program for the past year, year and a half. He's like, we like it. It's just not, it's not strong enough. It's not something that's giving these kids that are larger, they're more violent, it's not giving them a reason to stop fighting. If they're frustrated, they're angry, they're not going to stop. There's no reason why they should. There's no deterrent. Okay. Why do people, for example, why do people get shot by the police? Well, you may say, oh, it's police brutality. And I say, really? Police brutality? Well, I saw a great little video. It was a news article on Facebook recently, but it was an excerpt from a news article from a news, some sort of news station, where they took a gentleman who was a reverend, as a black gentleman, and he was one of these protesters. He was, I think, in some ways leading the protesters against this black, like killing the black people and saying Black Lives Matter, and you know, you guys, you're being racist, and that's the problem. Okay, fine. That's your personal opinion. That's fine. You can have that all day long. And what they did was they said, okay, will you cooperate with us? We're going to put you through some scenarios like what a police officer would, and we want to see how you respond as a man of the cloth, as a man who is wanting to protect lives. We want to see if you can give us some feedback and see how we see a difference in the way that you're treating people. Okay, so he goes up. He has his, it's a not a fake gun. It's the weapon has paintballs in it. And so he goes up, and it looks like a regular pistol. He goes up, and he's supposed to approach this gentleman who's mostly hidden behind a truck with a camper shell on it. He goes back there, excuse me, sir, could you step over here? And the guy says, sure. And then he turns, pulling a gun from behind the camper shell where he's at, and shot the guy about 8 times. Whoa! He had blanks in it. The other gentleman, he had paint bullets in it. Well, that was a surprise. The guy's like, I didn't realize how fast that would happen. Yeah, that's how fast you can get killed, just that fast. Another scenario. He had a smaller gentleman being beat up by a larger man. It was even larger, probably outweighed this this pastor by, I'd say he probably was outweighed by at least 50 or more pounds, and probably 3 or 4 inches of height the guy had on him, so he's bigger coming at him. And the gentleman said, hey, stop, please, stop, stop. And then he has to pull his gun and shoots the guy. But why? He's unarmed. He is unarmed. How could he hurt that officer who is trained? Wow, why would anyone ever want to do that? Well, you know, if you talk to police officers, one of their biggest fears is having their gun taken away from them. They have a minimum of 2, oftentimes I think 3 or more safeties on their weapon, mechanical safeties and internal even into the weapon itself, to prevent somebody else from getting their weapon when they're not supposed to, because then they can get shot with their own gun, which has happened all too often. Police officers can be mugged, they can be grabbed by a group of people, drugged down and beaten, weapon taken away, and then killed with your own gun. It's happened. It's happened over and over and over. I've talked to police officers. Pardon me for a second. I need to cough for just a moment, please. Pardon me. All right. These officers down in Las Vegas, because there's such a big mixed martial arts group down there, there's such a large following down there, there have been a large number of police officers killed down there with their own weapon by these young guys who tackle the police officer, are able to get him into a submission, or not even quite a submission, but beat him until he can't defend himself very well, take his gun away, and then shoot him with it. You check the news. Don't take my word for it. No, just because I spoke with police officers, ICE agents, other law enforcement officers that have been involved in those kind of things, don't take my word for it. No, don't. Am I advocating violence? Absolutely not. I am absolutely advocating, though, the appropriate use of force. Now, why am I saying force? Well, because force is necessary. Why is it necessary? Because it is able to be a way of communicating, don't do this. You may say, well, why are you talking about this when you're supposed to talk about communication? I said, hey, at the beginning, didn't I say all behavior is communication? Everything we do is communication. I am a martial artist. I've been practicing martial arts for over, about 30 years right now. Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. 30 years I've been practicing. And this most recent system, I love it. Oh, love it. Probably about the past 12, 13 years with that one. And I'm not planning on changing, at least for the next couple of 30 or 40 decades. Love it. Absolutely. It's a great, great program. And what they do is they train for real life situations. A lot of us are former military. A lot of us have also been or are working with or are friends with the law enforcement. We also have law enforcement officers working with us. Now, when we have that, why would anyone want to use and learn to use force to protect themselves? Well, we love our police officers. We support them. We want them to be able to do their jobs. Unfortunately, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away, and the police are usually there to clean up the mess. That's it. They're there to clean up the mess afterwards. They're not there to protect us. And from my perspective, in that all behavior is communication, if I'm going to protect myself, then I need to be trained properly to do so. Whatever method that is, whether it's going to be with my hands, my feet, with a knife, with a stick, with a car, I don't care if it's driving away. That's a form of self-defense. You're getting out of there. If you can avoid it, avoid it. If you can't, then win. Protect yourself. Protect those that are important to you. Because if you won't, who will? This is something that I'm very passionate about. You can probably tell. Stick around. Break's coming up in just a few moments.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Back. This is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Show on OTR.FM. All right. I'm fired up. I'm passionate. You heard me this last segment talking about being able to protect and defend yourself. Yeah, absolutely. Why? Why would we ever have to defend ourselves? Well, logically speaking, because unfortunately, as much as we may believe in peace, as much as we are devoted to peace, unfortunately, there are not those out there who follow the same beliefs and precepts that we do. They don't have the same idea of looking for something better, being able to hold on to a higher consciousness. They don't have, I'm not going to say they don't haven't had the opportunity. I'm not going to say that. They very well may. They very well may have had that opportunity. They may not have. They may not have. They may be simply attempting to survive day by day in whatever way they can. Whatever the case may be, that doesn't matter to me. When someone is attempting to attack me or to hurt me or my family, then it is up to me to be able to protect them. Will there be a karmic debt? Most likely. Am I willing to shoulder it? Absolutely. Absolutely, I am. I'm not going to allow somebody else to damage or hurt my family simply because I am unwilling to act, because that in itself is also communication. What that person, in their interest, in their desire, in their willingness to use violence against me, is communicating that they have no respect, no desire to assist me in my life, in my growing, in my spiritual journey, then I have it, from my perspective, I have an obligation to defend and protect my own. It is up to me. Everyone has their own way of being able to communicate that to others. How many mothers with a small baby would stand by and let their child be damaged and brutalized because they are unwilling to act? From my personal experience, having five children, having been married for 15 years, in the past, of course, however, 15 years, when Mama Bear is involved, when she gets brought in because her babies are threatened, heaven help whoever chose to get between her and her babies and her cubs. And the same thing, it's a primal response for us to defend and protect those that cannot do so. Do I expect everyone to have this perspective? Not at all. Not at all. However, I cannot protect the world. All I can do is make, hopefully, a small impact, a small change by teaching, by bringing awareness to, by teaching people to pay attention to their surroundings. Just that alone can reduce a large percentage, possibly even 90% of the attacks out there. Why would that be the case? Because these people are predators. They're looking for those that are not paying attention. That's what goes on. That is the biggest thing. You talk to any police officer. You talk to any self-defense instructor. Those that have had the experiences and those that have looked at the reports, thousands and thousands of reports, they can go back and say, yes, if they would simply pay attention, a lot of this could be prevented in the first place. Not all of it, no, but a lot of it. So please, take your earbuds out when you're walking. Do not be oblivious to the world around you because you're in your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device. Whatever it is, please pay attention to the world around you. Look at those around you. Criminals do not want to be noticed. And if you see their face, you notice them oftentimes. Not always, but oftentimes. They will not choose you as a target because you are no longer acting like a prey that does not pay attention. And with that, I will leave this topic. I'm very passionate about it. I have four daughters, and I do not want them harmed. I want them to be protected. If they can do it themselves, awesome. I have one that's married. If she's able to have her husband protect her, wonderful. She didn't choose to learn these techniques, so having him to protect her is awesome. However, I also know that she goes out and shoots guns with him. So she's not completely defenseless, and I think that's fantastic. Okay. Now, moving onwards, because all behavior is communication, everything that we do makes a difference to those in your life. I have a 18-year-old daughter who wants to get out on her own. She wants to be independent. And I had a great talk with her last night for about an hour, maybe even an hour and a half, talking about her friends. And it was really fantastic because she is the one that I've been having some challenges with lately, being able to connect with her and she's at that point where she wants to move out. She wants to be on her own. She wants to be with her friends. Being at home with family isn't as important to her. And that's natural. It's very natural. Also, though, understanding communication aspects such as the five love languages of Dr. Gary Chapman, reading his books and understanding that if your children are not receiving what they need at home, they will search elsewhere for it. And honestly, once they are no longer children, they are now becoming adults. They will naturally search elsewhere for it anyway. Okay? Five love languages. Let's go over them really quick. We have the giving of gifts. All right? Really easy one. We have the words of affirmation. And I'll go over these a little more just so you understand, just so we're up to speed. We have acts of service. We have quality time, and then we have physical touch. Going back to first one, giving of gifts. Giving of gifts is being able to give something to another person with the intent of receiving nothing back in return, nothing at all. This is not a bribe. This is not to insinuate that, oh, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. No, this is I want to give something to you because I want to. I love you. That can be something as simple as an ice cream cone. It can be as extravagant as a house or a yacht or whatever you want to spend money on if you have multiple hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay? No, I'm not there yet. I'm still working on that. So in the meantime, an ice cream cone is something that's within my my scope of being able to give. All right? Because of that, okay, great. Don't give it all the time. If you do, it becomes expected. Now it is no longer a gift. It is now something which is part of their daily life, something you will give them on a consistent basis, and now they're expecting it. And oftentimes you can spoil a person by doing that. Rather than feeding their love language, it turns negative instead. All right. Next one is going to be words of affirmation. These are words you're using to be able to communicate how you're feeling with this person. Oftentimes, there's three different main groups to it. There's words of praise, okay? There's kind words, and then the other subcategory, if you will, is one where you're able to give that person kind, well, not quite kind words. They're so similar. They have the kind words and praise and being able to give them these nice statements where you're telling them they're doing awesome, or words of encouragement, for example. They're going to feel good, hopefully, about themselves. My oldest daughter is an artist. She loves paint, draw, etc. When she was younger, when she was doing a lot of painting when she was in high school, she would ask me a lot of times for my opinion. She did not want me to say, oh, that looks great, because it's a very broad, very generic compliment. And I've discovered for myself the generic compliments, I actually put my armor up and I bounce them off. If someone says, oh, you're so handsome, boom, instantly I say, what do you want? Why are you saying that? What do you want from me? I found that for me, if you give me a generic compliment, I actually put my guard up. Whereas if a person says, oh, you're such so great at communicating, you're a great dad, you're working with your kids, oh, thank you very much. It's much more specific. And so with this daughter of mine, when I was talking about her art, I didn't say, oh, that picture looks great. No, I would say, oh, you know what, that way you have this specific color, being able to blend into this one with this background, it looks fantastic. And I like this part right here, very specific. That specificity allowed her to know that I was paying attention to her. I wasn't just throwing out a blanket compliment because I didn't know what else to say. Made a huge difference to her. Now, that may not be the case with everyone. I know other people that want these blanket compliments. Okay? Other ladies that I've dated and I've met and I've talked to, they love just generic compliments. Oh, you look great tonight. Okay. Well, I like to say, oh, your eyeshadow and those earrings, they fit so well. Oh, okay, great. That's a very specific one. However, they also like to hear, you look great tonight. You look fantastic. You look so radiant, beautiful, stunning. They want to hear all the rest of those too. And that's something I'm working on. I'm working on being able to make sure I remember to use those blanket type, those general compliments. Okay? So that's the words of affirmation. Next would be acts of service, doing something nice for someone. That could be making them dinner. It could be doing their laundry, folding their laundry. It could be scrubbing out their tub. Okay, it could be doing an oil change on their car. It could be mowing their lawn. It could be giving them a massage. This is an act of service, doing something for them. And it's also the same as with giving of gifts. Nothing is expected in return. Now, of course, if you do something for that person, are they going to feel more like doing something for you? Well, heck yeah. It's called reciprocity. They're going to want to give something back to give what they have already received. And that's a natural feeling that we have when someone does something for us. It's a psychological phenomenon which is seen over and over. You're nice to somebody else, then they're oftentimes more inclined to do that for you. Now, not all the time. Of course, there are psychopaths and other individuals out there who are not able to have that connection. I'm not saying that if you're not using reciprocity constantly, you're a psychopath. No. What I am saying, though, is that certain people cannot feel that desire for reciprocity. Now, you may feel it, and you don't act on it. Okay, fine. However, you felt it, though. And sometimes, if it's strong enough, you will act on it. Important. Very, very important. Making sure we understand these different triggers and these different ways of being able to interact with people. Very healthy. Okay, so that was the acts of service. Next is going to be quality time. Spending time with someone you love or even care for, even if you like them. Even taking time to talk to them at work. Okay, even if they're a coworker, letting them know, hey, I find you interesting enough, I'll actually talk to you. All right, that is also a love language, which is very powerful. Making sure you take the time to sit down with someone face to face and talking is often what is used many, many times with that quality time. Just being there with them. Huge. The last one, physical touch. Hugs, back scratches, non-sexual. All right, this is going to be very appropriate, very nurturing, loving touch. Touch was something which is a very, it's a big challenge in this day and age. And I'll get over that, or talk to that, not get over it. Go over it right after the break here in just a few moments. Stick around.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Love languages and how powerful they can be. How powerful they can be in being able to build that positive relationship. Well, it's not just with your kids. I mean, I, even though I do work with troubled youth homes, this is my goal. Okay, you guys hold me to it. By the end of April, I am going to have my ninja parenting skills workshops starting. Okay, I'll be scheduling them. I will have the manuals available for purchase if you're wanting to buy one of the books. It has been quite a ride to be able to get to this point to where I'm able to have something for the public. I mean, I've worked with private companies. I've worked with other institutions for years. I mean, my company's been around for 20 years. I bought it about 7, going on 8 years ago. And with that, we haven't worked with the public. This is the first time we're taking it to the public. And we need it. We really desperately need some skills for parents to be able to better connect with their kids. As you also were listening earlier, talking about how all behavior is communication, it's also the responsibility, as I mentioned with Mahatma Gandhi. We almost become the change that we want to see in the world. If we're wanting to see some change, if we're wanting to see our relationship get better, we don't tell our partner, change and get better. If you do, I can pretty much guarantee you're not going to have a very good time. You need to instead change yourself first and foremost. And the reason why I say that is because I've done it myself. I've gone through it. I have worked on myself over and over and over. I have really worked to be able to build my interpersonal communications, build a relationship with my children, change the way that I'm working with my family, my brother, my sisters, my parents, my grandparents. I have worked and I have changed the relationship I have with all of them. Now, are they all perfect? Oh, no. No, heck no. However, I went from being the kind of person who said, you don't like me? Good. Don't talk to me then and get out of here. I had that option or that opinion about working with my siblings for quite a few years. These days, though, I look at it from a different perspective. I look at it from a perspective of how can I be that change? Am I being the problem here? Am I the one causing the issue? Am I making it worse? If I'm not, then good job. I'm not making it worse. And if I can make it better, oh, kudos. Well done. Well done. That's where I'm at. I want to be able to become that change. I want to be able to make that difference in the way that I'm communicating with everyone around me. It's not just my siblings. No, I practice this at one of the jobs I'm working at right now as a security guard. I'm working with Adobe. Now, being able to work on changing yourself, this is something that I think all of us should be responsible for. Now, when I say changing yourself, well, why would you want to change? Why should you have to become better? Why should you have to become better? Aren't you good enough the way you are? And I would say, yeah, you're just fine. It depends on how awesome you want to be. Yeah, you're awesome right now, but can you be better? Can you do more? Can you be a better person? Do you want to stay the exact same way you have been? Since high school, are you the same person you used to be? If you are, well, then that's where you're at. And if that's what makes you happy, then go for it. For me, though, being able to stay where I was is not where I want to be. I was married for 15 years. I didn't realize I wasn't very happy. And when she finally left, I got the kid, the cars, or the kids, the car, the house, the dog. I found out, you know what? I wasn't happy, but there's only one person who's responsible for my happiness, and that's me. One, me. And so I had to start discovering about myself. What was I doing wrong? What did I do that caused some of the problems? Now, I'm not saying I was all of it. she and I spoke, and she said, hey, it's not all you. She said, oh, it's not you, it's me. Well, that's a lie. It was me too. I was part of the problem, okay? Anybody that says, oh, it was all the other person, that's usually them lying about it, and they have their own problems, okay? We all can cause part of the problems. Even if we are not actively stopping or preventing them, we can sometimes be facilitating those problems, okay? So with that being the case, and I learned, I went through a metamorphosis. I changed who I was. I changed what I was doing. I changed how I was communicating with my children. And in turn, I eventually turned to my family, my parents, my siblings, grandparents, aunts, uncles, etc. Nieces and nephews now. I have continued to work on that. It's huge. It is absolutely life-altering when you learn to communicate in this way. I use it everywhere I go now. It doesn't matter if I'm talking to a teller at the checkout at the grocery store. It doesn't matter if I'm at a class that I'm learning or teaching. Doesn't matter either way. I'm still using these skills with every interaction that I have with people. Powerful. Super powerful. I had to look at myself first. I had to find out my weaknesses. I had to find out my problems. What was I doing wrong? What was I doing to cause a problem?
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Being a radio host on IOM-FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Hi, everyone. This is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Being able to be someone better, how do we do that? How do we change what we're doing? How do we become that change we want to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi says? What do we do? How are we causing that? Because it is all on us. We need to change. We are the ones that need to make that difference, because we honestly can't change anyone else except for ourselves. And so you are the first person that needs to change. If you want to do something in your life, take the time, learn how to do it, change what you're doing, make the effort. I don't care if it's learning how to knit, underwater BB stacking. I don't care if it's learning to speak a different language. You name it. You have the ability. You have the potential, the possibility to do it. You can learn. You just have to take the effort. You have to find out what it is you want and make the effort. Go for it. You can do it. It does take work. Oh, yes, it does. It takes a lot of work, especially if you want to be good at that something. However, you can do it if you put your mind to it. Becoming a better communicator. No, I was always taught guys were horrible communicators. Well, yeah, a lot of times they are. And I did my best to prove people wrong. And I think I've done a pretty good job so far. In being able to learn that my message, the message I want to give to people, the message that I'm attempting to convey to people, is my responsibility. And I take active responsibility for that. If my message getting out there is not matching what people are hearing, then I need to change the way I'm giving that message until it matches what they are needing to hear from me. So that way, what I'm thinking and what they are hearing are the same thing. I hope that makes sense, because it's like learning a language. I'm studying Spanish again. I'm doing my best to improve my Spanish skills. Just because I can order dinner and hold a basic conversation does not mean that I am happy with that level. I have a chance now where I work, where I can now speak with multiple people. Yes, that's what extra work is all about, being able to have additional employment. So now, you have more opportunities. More opportunities, yes. And I normally don't usually work with individuals this way. I don't usually work with companies. This is a great opportunity for me to learn. And I have people that I can speak Spanish to there. Yes, I even found out there's a guy that speaks Romanian there. I'm stoked. I learned to speak Romanian about 25 years ago in the military. I have had very few people to talk to, so I'm really stoked about it. I even went so far as to buy one of these, they call it Teach Yourself. This one's a Romanian program, so I can brush up on it. Like, yeah, all right, hey, sweet, I get to get someone a chance to speak with me. It's an opportunity for them as well as for me, okay? I love communicating. I also love being able to connect with those around me. Why? Why would I want to do that? Because I don't want to have conflict. I don't want to fight people. What? You study martial arts and you don't want to fight people? Yeah. There's a gentleman, his name is Andy Sonano. He has the Sonano Karate Club over in Rapid City, South Dakota. As a shout out to Mr. Andy. I learned from one of his students. And eventually I got to go back there to Rapid City and meet Andy and learn from him a bit as well. Even competed in one of his tournaments back there. This is lots of years ago. Well, my instructor, he had a patch on his gi, on his martial arts uniform, from Andy Sonano. And Andy Sonano's patch said, "Learn to fight, not to fight." And that really confused me for a long time. What does he mean, learn to fight, not to fight? That sounds like an oxymoron or something, right? And instead, he's saying, learn to fight. I'm teaching you how to, if you need to. I'm not teaching you how to go out and fight people. I'm teaching you how to defend yourself. Learn to fight. Learn to fight and protect yourself. Not go out and fight and hurt people. Okay? So you're not being the aggressor. You're a defender. You're protecting. I love learning this stuff. This is great. I love martial arts. It really is a passion for me. It's not a sport. It's a passion for real protection of myself and my family. And with that, though, it's also that understanding that, you know, just because you're learning to do something like the fighting, you say, oh, it's violent. Well, what is somebody going to do to you? Is that possibly violent too? Yeah. So how can you defend yourself? Oh, fighting fire with fire. protecting yourself. And if you say, well, let's call the police, what are they going to do? They're going to use even more violence. So if you can protect yourself, oftentimes it won't escalate and the police won't be called and nobody's going to get shot, hopefully. Okay. That's part of being able to be taking responsibility for what you're doing in your life, whether that's your communication, whether that is your defense of yourself, loved ones, family, home, etc., belongings, okay? Whether that's being able to take responsibility for your finances, take responsibility for where you're going on vacation this year, whatever it is, I don't care. If you want to learn something, take responsibility for your life and do it. Don't talk about it. Don't wish and hope and really pray that somebody will give it to you. Go out and get it. You can do it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. Doesn't mean it's going to happen immediately. It may take a little while. Yeah. However, you can do it. Having, like they talk about in the movie The Secret, having that law of attraction. Well, law of attraction is great. It's also only piece, one piece of that puzzle. Okay? Being able to connect with the universe, being able to draw these things towards you, that's fantastic. However, there's also a physical component. A physical component where you have to act. You don't have to do everything. Oh, no. However, you have to act. You have to keep your mind in the right place. You have to be able to think, what am I wanting? And what small acts can I take today to begin to... And what can I do on a daily basis to begin bringing that to me? And then sometimes slowly but surely, other times very... So being able to understand how you are the only person who can change your life. You're the only one who can make that difference. You're the only one who'll be able to get through all of that extra garbage and be able to make that difference. That is when your life changes. As I was mentioning about The Secret, the movie The Secret, if you've watched it before, the guy talks about being able to imagine an elephant. And if that elephant's in the same room just by imagining it, if that's all it took, guess what? We'd have an elephant and large piles of stuff to clean up. Well, life isn't like that. Just imagine it's not enough. You need to take some actions. You need to do something to make that difference. It's not enough to me. It takes action. But you can do this. I know you can. I've done it. Friends, family, clients, all have done it. They've done it, so can you. I'll catch you.